Hearings begin next month in New York to get input on whether the state should eliminate the tip credit. It allows tipped workers to be paid a lower wage as long as they make the full minimum wage when tips are included. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the organization that represents the state's restaurant owners is building support against the idea.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says reevaluating the tipped wage is a question of compensating servers more fairly. Vanessa Littles, who serves patrons at Joey's, a well-known Italian restaurant in Syracuse, doesn't agree.
I make a very decent living. I came into the industry understanding what my wage would be, and I want to keep it that way.
Joey DeCuffa, who owns Joey's, says ramifications will be disastrous for locally owned eateries, forcing some to go out of business, others to lay off employees, and ultimately, the public will pay for it.
If this goes through, I mean, you're talking about, you know, spending $20 for a plate of spaghetti and meatball.
The state's restaurant association hopes to galvanize opinions like these for a series of hearings on the tipped wage that begin in March in Syracuse. Association President Melissa Fleischut says many restaurant owners and servers aren't aware this idea is under serious discussion, so she's traveling the state to get the word out.
Every person we can get in the room, we're asking them to please go back and tell 5 or 10 more people about it so that they can really be at the hearing, they have the opportunity to testify.
Fleischut believes getting servers in front of state labor officials may be the key to winning this fight, like Lisa Campolo, another longtime server at Joey's.
I'm going to lose thousands of dollars a year with this. I won't gain anything from this. No way.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.